Monday, the 14th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're thinking again a little bit about the mysteries of the Rosary, and I thought it'd be nice to think about the first of the joyful mysteries, which is actually one of my favorite passages in Scripture. So it's the Annunciation, where the Archangel Gabriel, we all know the story, comes to Mary. And what does Mary say? Mary says yes to God. St. Ignatius of Loyola, in his Spiritual Exercises, talks about Mary as being someone special, but also someone like us, one like us. She is special, but she's also an ordinary human being at the same time. In fact, she tells us that herself. She says, "The Lord has looked upon me in my humility, or my humbleness, or my ordinariness," in her hymn of the Magnificat. She's an ordinary person with an extraordinary capacity to say yes to God. God asked her to do something very difficult, something very amazing. God asked her to be the mother of Jesus, and she said yes. But remember, everything wasn't just easy peasy. Mary wasn't yet married. And in fact, we know from St. Matthew's Gospel that after he heard she was pregnant, St. Joseph initially wanted to put her to one side. He didn't want to get married to her because he was worried about whose baby he was going to have. And it's only because the angel appeared to him in a dream that he agreed to marry Mary. So what she said was actually quite courageous. She was young. If she was living at our time, she would still be at school. So it was like a teenage pregnancy. And people probably were not very impressed with her. We can imagine that all sorts of people thought that she'd done something wrong, and probably let her know in those subtle ways that people can. But she was courageous. She knew she was following God. And she said yes to God. Are you ever asked to follow God, to say yes to God? What would it mean to say yes to God in your life? Sometimes it can be hard to say yes to God. When we're at school, if we see something bad going on, like someone being bullied, it can be really hard to stand up to the bullies and say, "This is not okay." Or to go and find a teacher and say, "I think that person's being bullied. I saw that person being bullied." That can feel very hard to do. It can be hard to say yes to God and be kind to everyone at school, to our brothers and sisters and our cousins. It can be hard to say yes to God and be obedient like Mary, to listen to our teachers and our parents, to do our homework every day, to do our classwork when we're in class. I remember being in class, being in maths, and not wanting to do the maths, wanting to read my book, which was open on my lap underneath my work. That was before there were phones and iPads and things to distract you. But I wanted to read my novel. That wasn't saying yes to God. Saying yes to God is sitting and actually doing the real work that we're supposed to be doing. What is the work of children? It's the work of learning. We go to school the way that adults go to work. And we do work at school, don't we? We learn. And some of it's hard. All of that is us saying yes to God. Being kind, being gentle, being self-controlled, working hard. In the Marist spirituality, the Marists take their spirituality from Mother Mary. They talk about Mary's love of work as one of the pillars of who she was. So let's close our eyes now and let's ask Mary to pray for us, to pray that we might be good, that we might say yes to God at home, in our family life, at school with our friends, and in our work. That in every interaction we might strive to be like her, because she was someone just like us. Please pray for us, Mary, now and always. Amen.